then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all.
Yeah.
That we
two for Tuesday. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Now, my question is this, because that's Neil Sedaka, but that's the version from the 70s. That was the ballad version. Now, my question is, did the texter request the same song, but the early version?
Wow, you and your listeners are on the same page.
So that's the 78 version of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do as a ballad. The original version from the 60s is a poppy, upbeat breakup song. So, Neil Sedaka, man, to close out Two for Tuesday. Yeah! All right. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up next at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Tuesday morning drive. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Esmeralda has joined me in the studio, and we're about to play a little celebrity name game. This is when we give each other clues. This is the first round. The clues are connected in some way. The second round, they're not. First round, 45 seconds on the clock. Second round, 75 seconds on the clock. Dan will keep score and tabs on the time. Should we hear the theme thing on the thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
There it is. Lovely theme from Celebrity Name Game, inspired by the great Craigie Fergie and his show, Celebrity Name Game. So Dan will come in and give us each two cards, four rounds, and then we'll... So now you've been winning a lot of the competitions lately, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
You did. You won the last pop-up video. You won the last Celebrity Name Game.
Yeah.
And then, incredibly, Vic beat the hell out of all of us last week when we did Esmeralda.
Right.
Would Esmeralda, would she enjoy buying that? So, let's see what happens today. All right? Again, first round is connected in some way.
Yes.
What's your little hint?
Political animals.
Political celebs, animals.
Celebs who became politicians.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. All right. Celebs who became politicians, that's the clue.
Yes.
All right. Dan, whenever we want to start.
3, 2, 1.
He's from California. The president.
Ronald Reagan?
Yes. What? Celebs who became politicians.
I know. But that's kind of a vague clue.
Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. She was on the Good Ship Lollipop.
Shirley, oh my God, Temple, Shirley
yes.
Temple, Shirley Temple Black. Was that this is
no,
full
it's
name?
Right. You're good.
All right.
He'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Oh, she sang the, she had that show and it was her first name and it was, it was in a
10 seconds
in a place called Lanford, Illinois, I think. She sang she sang the anthem really bad.
Roseanne Barr?
Yes.
Time.
The hell did she... Oh, in Iowa? Did she run for office in Iowa?
Oh, I don't know.
I think maybe she did. I think her and Tom Arnold did some... I think something happened there in Iowa. Politically.
An
that's
incident?
What I think she did. I don't know. I think it was on a locally in someplace in Iowa.
According to this, she ran for president.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
In 2012.
2012?
For the Peace and Freedom Party.
Oh, okay.
Boy, that was big news. All right. What do we got? How many? What happened?
Five.
Five? All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, he's from California. Silence.
I think I said actor.
No, you didn't. You said he's from California, and then you said president.
I think you spent more time trying to figure out Shirley Temple's other last name.
Yeah. Oh, I blanked on Temple. I blanked on Temple. I was going to say Shirley Booth. You guys know who Shirley Booth is?
No.
Shirley Booth. Shirley Booth played Hazel on this sitcom about a maid.
Oh, yeah. No, it's you see it on TV.
Hazel.
Every once in a while.
I'm Hazel.
Yeah, and yeah. She's a sassy.
Feisty. She's a feisty little maid, Shirley Booth. And that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Shirley Booth. All right. Are we ready? Here's your little clue. City of Angels, all about Los Angeles.
Oh, all right.
All about Los Angeles. Okay, 45 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
It's the wildly popular and praised sitcom with Ed O'Neill and Sofia Vergara.
A Modern Family.
Right. It's the very fancy street that you drive down.
Rodeo Drive.
Right. I said drive. Sorry. James's son. He was in No Country for Old Men. He was in The Goonies. He was his dad is James.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his name.
I don't know.
Okay. These were three secret agent ladies, very popular in the '70s. Farrah Fawcett.
Angels.
This is the large body of water that is located on the where you can go to the
Pacific?
Beach.
10 seconds.
Ocean.
Yes. She's got a big butt and some sisters, and they have a TV show.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Right. The main girl was Alicia Silverstone.
Clueless.
Yeah. Okay. What happened there?
James Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Oh, Josh Brolin.
James is his dad.
Right. I wouldn't have gotten the Josh.
Josh Brolin. I threw Goonies in there because I thought, you know, of your age.
No. Goonies, I mean, I can see him in my head and everything.
Yeah.
But his name escaped me.
He's a good actor, man. He is.
He's in one of the new superhero movies, being all crazy looking.
Yeah, what is it? He's in
He's the villain Thanos, and he is also portraying Cable in the next Deadpool movie.
In the next Deadpool movie?
Yeah, he looks frightening.
Wow.
Like, he is buff.
Okay. He was also in that Western comic book movie where Jonah Hex. Okay. Jonah Hill. You know, that comic book movie about Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, by the way,
yeah,
has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, well,
he's looking good.
He fluctuates. He's one of those guys.
Well,
like,
he's in the thin phase.
He's
right
in the thin
phase.
Yeah, he is one of those guys, though, that does, you know, like, he looks great, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh,
no, but
he
also
enjoyed some pizzas.
His head doesn't look like a lollipop anymore. Because when he first lost weight, he just looked like a lollipop.
So what, did he take something to lose head weight?
No,
what,
I don't know. He just proportioned it out or something.
He proportioned it out. Okay, you can do that in Hollywood.
I.
What's the score now?
It's 4-5.
4-5, and she's in the lead.
You are in the lead.
I'm in the lead?
Yes.
Okay.
One last note on Josh Brolin. Yeah. The caption to this picture read, "You could never rock an 80s party as hard as Josh Brolin rocking an 80s party," because he went as himself from the Goonies to a 80s party.
That's pretty cool. Mm. Okay, that's pretty cool. He had the red headband, the bandana around his head and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty funny.
But to be able to do that, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, he can do that. He looks like he's 20.
I'm a costume.
Yeah. All right, so what do we got here?
Anything at all.
Right, anything at all. That's right. So 75 seconds on the clock.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He was on that 70s show.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. She's got the big butt and the sisters.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. They are all old as sin, and they still play
Rolling Stones.
Shows. Yes. New York, the Empire, with Alicia Keys. Yeah, but
Jay-Z.
Yes. This is in Brazil, and it's
Rio
got
de Janeiro.
Trees.
What?
No, and
the rainforest?
River. Yes, the river that goes through, what's it called?
The Amazon?
Yes. This is the award. What?
No.
This is the award that you get. It's
the Oscar.
No, no, the good one. The fun one.
The Golden Globes?
Yes.
The good one?
Well, because it's like they have fun there and it's much quicker. this one, this is in New York, but also in Canada, and it's the water.
Niagara Falls.
Yes. Oh, check out his buttons, player.
Oh, check out, you like my buttons, player? Steve Harvey.
10 seconds.
It's this thing on the internet that we all look at.
Google.
No.
YouTube.
With the likes and the...
Facebook.
Yes.
Time.
Wow. How many we get there?
You got 9.
Yes. 9. Whoa.
Yes, very good. Oh, the last one would have been Sound of Music.
Okay. All right. I like how you went for New York instead of Beyonce's husband.
I know. Well, because I remember you said that you liked that song.
I do. I love that song.
And that's pretty much the only song you know.
By Jay-Z. Yeah, pretty much.
So,
okay.
Going for that.
75 seconds. Could be anything at all. We'll mm-hmm. finish up with round one here. Okay?
3, 2, 1.
His father is Jerry and his mother is Ann Mira. He's in Tropic Thunder.
Come on.
Jerry is his father. Ann Mira is his mother.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Right. They find him in this animated movie.
Fine.
They want to find.
Nemo.
Yes. This is the baseball team, American League baseball team in the city with the Space Needle.
Seattle Sonics.
No, that's a basketball team. When you're out on the sea, you are you're trying to find
pirate.
No, let's skip it.
Fisherman.
No, she died in a car accident, and she was married to Charles.
Princess Diana.
Right. Oh my God! One of the greatest shows ever.
Seinfeld.
No, Lauren Graham, Alexis
Gilmore
Bledel.
Girls.
Right. The Neo is in this movie.
The Matrix.
Right. But Johnny Depp played him, and he cut lawns and he would do bushes. He would
Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
10 seconds.
She was on Married with Children. She's genius.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah. Another word for a crocodile.
Alligator.
Time.
Right. 9. Right.
That is correct.
Okay.
What's the dumb team?
What? Mariners. Seattle Mariners. So we got 8.
Oh, jeez.
Mariners.
Mariner.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, that's not even in my vocabulary.
Okay.
At all.
Have you never heard the team Seattle Mariners?
No, I mean, now that you say it, yes. But I never, like, with the clues, and I never would have popped into
I can't.
My
how
mind.
Do you get Mariner, Dan? How do you do Mariner?
I
would say the baseball team in Seattle.
That's difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we got round two coming up on the show here.
Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night.
A lot different than the other version. This is the sort of happy doo-wop version, and we heard the 70s version, which was the sad ballad version, but they're both recorded by Neil Sedaka.
Right. This one just, it sounds very like, ugh, breaking up.
Yeah, and the first one is like, don't take your heart away from me. He's all sad with a poodle. All right. We're in the middle of Celebrity Name Game. Me and Esmeralda are playing another round here. So, Dan, can you remind us what the score is?
It is currently Nick 14, Esmeralda 12.
Close. Mm. Close. All right. Esmeralda, what is the clue?
Oh, the places you'll go, Dr. Seuss stuff.
Oh.
Dr. Seuss stuff.
Dr. Seuss stuff. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
The Mike Myers movie.
Cat in the Hat.
Yes. He's from Canada. He's the mask.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The movie that Jim Carrey did. Who's the little?
Who's the Grinch?
Who's the kid?
Oh man, what's her name? I'm blanking on her name.
So when you ask questions, it's blank, what, why.
Who? Oh, Cindy Lou Who.
Yes. This is about...
I knew it rhymed.
This is about the things that are in the ocean.
Fish.
Right? So what's the rhyme?
The fish. How many fish is...
So it's the numbers.
Fish.
Time.
Wish. 10 fish. What is it?
One fish, two fish, three fish,
red fish, blue fish.
I would have helped. I would have pushed you along, but you didn't even...
Yeah, no, I was not... I
had numbers you didn't even...
I was not a big Seuss guy growing up. I know that sounds sacrilegious, but I didn't read a lot of Dr. Seuss because I was too busy watching The Exorcist. I didn't have time for a lot of Dr. Seuss. All right, that was terrible.
Three.
You got that's three.
A bit rough, yeah.
That's terrible. All right.
What has Jesse Ventura got? Oh, no, wait, that's political animals. Sorry.
That was on the other card.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, what does he have to do with Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
That was the other side.
He played the Lorax.
Oh, that'd be adorable.
All right, are we ready? Here you go. Balancing acts. Famous Libras.
Ooh.
See, balancing act, because it's the scales. It's Libras. See, Libras.
What are Libras?
Famous Libras.
I know, but what month?
I don't know.
Just curious.
April, maybe?
No, it's Aries.
I don't know.
All right.
Famous Libras.
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one.
The legendary host of The Tonight Show.
Johnny Carson.
Right. He was in the Hangover movies, but he's funnier than those movies. He's also on Baskets.
Zach Galifianakis.
Right. But you were just in his hometown, the LCB.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
That's right. She's married to Michael Douglas.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right. He is the British jerk judge on American Idol.
Simon Cowell.
Right. One of my favorite performers in the world. He was just in Logan. He's the Wolverine. He does everything.
Oh, come on. Oh, I heard you talking about him.
Hefner. Ooh. First name. Hefner.
Hugh Jackman.
Right. He was the lead singer of The Police.
Sting.
Right. She was Princess Leia.
Oh, Carrie. Ooh. Carrie.
That word you were trying to get me to say in the
time.
Last
time.
The word you were trying to get me to say in the Dr. Seuss thing? Things that swim in
Fisher.
The...
Fisher.
Right.
Mm. I want to say Cary Grant. I don't know.
Cary Grant?
It was just rolling off the tongue. That's all. I didn't actually think it was Cary Grant.
Cary Grant played... Cary Grant, ladies and gentlemen, as Princess Leia. I'll tell you what. Be the suavest, yeah. Most sophisticated and cool Princess Leia ever.
I will say you are a Nerf herder.
All right. Where are we at now?
19-17. Esmeralda has taken the lead.
Esmeralda has taken the lead. 19-17. All right.
All right.
Anything at all, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Three, two, one.
This is the second better show that they give people stuff about the movies. They give them the bald man.
The Academy Awards.
Yes. You love her and she. you love her and she loves the Spice Girls and you were sending.
Oh, Emma Stone.
Yes. He was in that Trolls movie and he had the song.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. This guy, he put the key on the kite and then electrocuted himself.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes. She was on Glee.
Leah Michelle.
No, she's the
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, she was the coach.
Oh, Jane Lynch.
Yes. He got bit. He's the kid. Got bit by the. And then he flies around and he shoots things out of his hands. He's in
Spider-Man.
Red. you might not know this one. It's on Bravo and they're.
Real Housewives of New York. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes. he's on 360 on CNN.
Anderson Cooper.
Yes. The movie with. It's about they work at Cosmo or like a magazine like that.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes. And then, he's got the hammer. He's the
Thor.
Super. Yes.
All 10?
Yes.
Nice. All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell, and then we'll come back and see what's going to happen with this exciting game. Here's Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Coming up next, Jennifer Jolly's here, and she's got her bag of tricks. We're going to be talking a little bit of tech. She has some cool toys. And a little bit later in the program, Dale Buss, one of our contributors, will be with us from Detroit to talk about what it's like being a CEO in the murder capital of USA. All next, right here on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. All right. Where are we at here now?
It is currently 19-27. Esmeralda gets 8 or 9, she wins.
You need 9 to win.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, 9 to win.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
This little annoying red character from Sesame Street.
Oh, Elmo.
Well, the what's the toy?
Oh, Tickle Me Elmo.
Right. He's a germaphobe. He's bald. He used to put rubber gloves on his head.
Yeah.
He's an idiot. He's on America's Got Talent.
Nah, pass.
Okay. Great talk show host. He's on ABC.
Oh, Howie Mandel.
Yes, Howie Mandel. great talk show host late night on ABC.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. This is where you take pictures and you put it online and you tell a little story.
Instagram.
Right. This is the idiot from Flint, Michigan, who made Roger and me.
Oh, Michael Moore.
The Ted Nugent of Democrats. Ken is her boyfriend.
Barbie.
Right. The famous gangster from this city.
Al Capone.
Right. He hosts $100,000 Pyramid now. He was with Kelly. He co-hosted with Kelly Ripa. But used to play football.
Oh, Michael Stray.
Right. This is the. The astrological sign you are if you were born in October. You could be stung by one of these.
Seconds.
Scorpio.
Right. This is the vampire, most famous vampire of all time.
Nosferatu.
Dracula. Yes, there you go. You win.
Nosferatu.
That's a good enough guess.
Should be.
All right. Well, you won.
Thank you.
I hope you're happy with the fantastic clues I gave you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Wildcard Wednesday. We're also going to talk about the best music of the 60s tomorrow.
Oh.